This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2013. I'm with Phil Solomon in the TechNam North America trailer. Phil, we've been talking about some innovative programs you have to get new airplanes out there and to increase the accessibility to all kinds of airplanes, but TechNam airplanes, so that pilots can afford to fly and also build time. Tell us about some of these ideas.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. The first idea really is on a time-building program that we're going to operate using the TechNam Echo Classic Light Sport. The idea with that program is basically to offer chunks of time-building time, 100, 200, maybe 300 hours, at a very competitive rate, starting at $59 an hour dry, so plus fuel. But one of the unique features of this program will be that when you book up for your time building, you get exclusive use of that aircraft for a period of time. So, for example, if you do 100 hours of time building, you get 6 weeks when you are the only person that's using that plane. So you can go and fly to Florida, the Florida Keys, cross to California, whatever you want to do. It's your plane for 6 weeks. So that's a pretty unique feature, which we think will be very attractive to both foreign people on vacation and also obviously US students looking to build time. So the second program that we have again is using the Echo Classic Light, and that is to offer an affordable 5-year lease to pretty much anybody who wants it. It will be $15,000 down, $499 a month, and the lease period is 5 years, plus $15 an hour to go towards depreciation and reserves. One of the unique features of this particular program is that if you are age 65 or older at the start of the lease, we're going to make an additional clause that says if any time during the lease you become incapacitated, then the lease actually will be able to be terminated with no further liability. And we think that's something that may be attractive to seniors. So the two key things with both of these programs is they will be fully equipped aircraft. These are not basic aircraft. The time-building aircraft will have everything from a glass panel, radio, transponder, iPad mini, ADS-B weather and traffic. So we're not trying to say to people, you know, you're just going to fly around in a plane that you really don't want to be seen in.
Now I should mention here, what you did mention earlier is that in that scenario, TechNam North America retains ownership of those airplanes.
That is correct. Or alternatively, we are looking for partners, for people who will buy the Echo Classic Light and see this as a business proposition of their own. So the ultimate idea is to have a series of these planes all over the United States, and we would then advertise both nationally and internationally, and obviously sharing the costs of that advertising helps everybody.
Let's talk about the Echo Classic Light a little bit.
Right, the Echo Classic Light really only differs from the standard P92 in the sense that we're using an 80 horsepower engine. Now, an 80 horsepower engine may seem like actually a downgrade, but in reality, you're going to be using the same amount of fuel per hour as you will get out of the 100 horsepower injection engine. So instead of having to invest more money to get better fuel economy, in reality, you're actually going to have to invest less money. It also is able to use 87 unleaded fuel, and so you could save 50 cents a gallon compared with the premium unleaded that the normal 100 horsepower Rotax uses. The Echo Classic Light is a full metal aircraft. The only items that are on it that are not going to be metal are going to be the control surfaces, which will be fabric, seconite, and some non-structural components that we use composite materials for. But from an equipment point of view and the way it flies, people are going to find it flies exactly the same way as the other TechNam models. Very stable, very predictable, and it will be a little slower than some of the other models. But on the other hand, if you're time building, the idea really isn't to go fast.
How much of a demand do you see for that kind of time building? Earlier you mentioned European students who are getting primary training in Europe, and they can't afford to build time in Europe if they want 1,500 hours or whatever it is they want, but perhaps in the U.S. they can?
Right, absolutely. We were a little surprised, but yes, we're actually getting requests from various different countries, not just Europe, but also Latin America, for people who are sort of thinking, how do we make our own flight programs competitive? And the way they're thinking of doing that is, well, we do some of the training in our own countries, like maybe the initial private, but we then go to the States. And people love coming to the States because it's so easy to fly over here. And so they can save a lot of money by coming to the States. They then go back to their own country and do some of the other training that they need to do under the JAA auspices. So, yes, we believe there is a huge potential demand in this. Absolutely.
And we'll close with a discussion of your crowdsourcing idea.
Okay. Well, crowdsourcing really is something that not everybody's familiar with. I guess the best known of these people would be Kickstarter. We're actually working with another company called Royalty Clouds, who is specializing with us in the aviation sector. But the idea of this program is that we take the desire for people in aviation, particularly pilots, to be able to do something to improve the state of light aviation in the US. And it's a little unrealistic to expect these people to invest in a $300,000+ Cessna 172 or whatever it happens to be. So what we're going to say to these people is that with an investment of as little as $100, they can participate in the purchase of a leaseback aircraft that is used for a program. For example, a program that buys new aircraft for flight schools, for FBOs, for individual airports, for universities, but some way of being able to re-equip the US fleet, which now is an average age of well over 40 years old, and re-equip them with new modern aircraft. And we think that if this is probably not going to happen, but with 600,000 pilots out there, even if every one of them said, you know what, I'm going to invest $100 and get a return of between 4% and 9%, we would raise $60 million, all of which would go into the purchase of new aircraft. You imagine you could get $1,000 from each individual pilot and you have $600 million, and just imagine what you could really do for re-equipping aviation at the light end in the US and bringing pilots back to flying, bringing young people into flying.
To close out, how can people find out more about these programs?
Well, we will have information on our website at www.technam.net, and we'll be putting out even more information about who our partner is and some of the programs that they offer, and more details over the next couple of weeks. But we just want to get people a little bit excited about the idea, and we'll gradually be producing more information to help them invest.
Phil, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Paul, and you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2013. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.